Protect your brand. What you need to know about trademarking your YouTube channel or podcast. So imagine this, your podcast or YouTube channel's name echoing across the digital landscape, unmistakably yours. But what if someone else claims it as their own? Well, today we're diving into how you can shield your creative masterpiece with the armor of trademark law, turning your name from a mere word into an unassailable fortress. This is your guide to owning your identity in the vast world of content creation. So get ready to protect your passion, amplify your presence, and secure your legacy. Welcome, creators, to this episode of Legit Podcast Pro, where we delve into a cornerstone of brand identity and legal protection in the digital world, the art and science of trademarking your podcast or YouTube channel. I'm Gordon Firemark, the podcast lawyer, and in this session, we're not just scratching the surface, we're diving deep into the nuances of trademarks, providing a look at why they're critical for your brand, how to navigate the labyrinth of a registration, the financial investment that's required, the strategic importance of getting professional guidance, and much more. So buckle up for a quick masterclass in safeguarding your creative legacy. So imagine that, launching your podcast or YouTube channel, pouring your heart, your soul, your countless hours into creating content that resonates, only to find someone else capitalizing on your brand name or logo. Now, this scenario isn't just a nightmare, it's a potential reality in the bustling digital marketplace that we live in now. Here, your trademark isn't just a legal tool, it's the very essence of your brand's identity and integrity. It signifies the quality of your content, the originality, the authenticity that you bring to it, so your audience can find you and trust you. But beyond these foundational aspects, it also serves as a beacon guiding that audience back to you amidst the growing cacophony of digital content. I mean, we think about it on YouTube, it's thousands and thousands of seconds of new content posted every second. So it's just crazy. Anyway, trademarks are often perceived as sort of an all-encompassing shield that guards every aspect of your brand. But actually, the protective reach does have some boundaries. They do safeguard your brand's unique logo, name, slogan, word marks, those kinds of things. But it doesn't prevent others from offering similar content under a different banner. The essence of trademark law isn't to stifle competition, but to eliminate and prevent confusion, ensuring that audiences can distinguish your unique offerings in the marketplace. This distinction is crucial for content creators to understand as they navigate this branding strategy. So embarking on the trademark registration process is a little like setting off on a grand odyssey, filled with its own set of challenges and discoveries and milestones. First step is to make sure that you have selected a distinctive title, a mark that sets you apart from the rest of what's out there. And then, before you go to the registration process, I always recommend conducting a thorough trademark availability search. Now, this is not just about ticking a box and more about taking some strategic foresight. This look into existing trademarks and brands that are already in the marketplace will unveil potential legal and branding obstacles and help you steer your ship toward clearer waters. Now, these searches are conducted by specialized search firms that are equipped with the tools, the expertise, the databases to sift through all of those registered and pending trademarks and other things that are out there in the world, like websites and book titles and things like that. So now, while the service does involve some costs, it's typically a few $100s, that is a strategic investment and minimizes the risk of costly rebranding or of legal disputes that might come down the line. And if our search tells us that we shouldn't bother trying to register, well, then we've saved the government and legal fees that would have been wasted on an application that would ultimately have been refused or denied. Now, assuming the search doesn't raise any red flags, then we move on to actually filing an application for registration. While it isn't a tremendously difficult process, it can be kind of tricky for the uninitiated. So the process nowadays is handled mostly online through the USPTO, that's the United States Patent and Trademark Office's web-based application system. In addition to answering the questions on an application form, you'll need to provide a carefully worded description of the kinds of goods and services you're offering under the brand or title, and you'll have to provide specimens, evidence that the brand is in fact being used in interstate commerce as a trademark. Now, don't fret. If you aren't already using it, if you haven't already launched your show or your channel, you can register on an intent to use basis that puts the world on notice of what's going on. And then you ultimately finish and complete the application process after you've put it into use in commerce. Anyway, usually the specimens that we're talking about are screenshots of the podcast or YouTube channels on apps displaying the show, those kinds of things. And usually the process of trademark registration takes about 6 to 10 months before the application makes its way to a trademark examiner, an attorney who reviews it and determines whether it satisfies the legal standard for registration. And sometimes the USPTO will ask for more or different specimens, or they'll come back with other objections. And then the applicant has an opportunity to present its legal arguments and evidence in support of the application. And if the application is then approved, the trademark gets published for opposition, and assuming none is submitted, usually it's about a 30-day window for publication, then the mark is registered a few months later. All told, the process can take a year to 15 months or even more, depending on all the circumstances. So, what does trademark registration cost? Well, listen, it does involve a financial commitment, but it's an investment. As I said, it's an investment in stabilizing and protecting your brand's future. Here in the United States, the baseline cost for filing a trademark application is $350 per class of goods or services. And given the multifaceted nature of what podcasts and YouTube channels are, in both content production and dissemination and sometimes downloads, oftentimes we recommend a dual class registration, both in the entertainment and education class, as well as the recorded content class. So that can put the aggregate government filing fees for registration at around $700. And then there's the cost of professional legal assistance, which could range from $1,500 to $2,000 or more. And this isn't just an additional cost either. This is akin to hiring a seasoned navigator for your journey, ensuring that the application not only reaches its destination, but it gets there with a flag of approval. Someone who knows the law, the process, and the examiner's approaches to these things can really streamline and smooth the process and save you lots of headache and actually money along the way. Now, in an era where do-it-yourself is celebrated, the question obviously comes up, can you navigate the trademark registration process on your own? Well, technically, you can, but the legal landscape of trademark law is fraught with kinds of complexities that require not just a passing understanding, but a deep and nuanced grasp of legal principles and procedures and precedents. Opting for professional legal guidance isn't merely about delegating the task. It's about investing in the expertise that will foresee and navigate and tackle the intricacies of trademark law and turn potential obstacles into the stepping stones towards registration. Now, securing your trademark is a major milestone, but it's merely a starting point on your ongoing brand protection journey. Vigilance is key because the digital marketplace is a dynamic one. It's got new brands and content constantly emerging. Monitoring for potential trademark infringement and understanding the nuances of how to enforce and when to engage in legal battles and send cease and desist letters and those kinds of things all are crucial aspects of maintaining the sanctity and integrity of your trademark. Now, this phase involves strategic decisions, when to negotiate, when to send those cease and desist, and when to pursue litigation. Each decision will impact your brand's legacy and requires a thoughtful, informed approach. The bottom line, though, is if you don't do anything to protect your brand, you will eventually lose the right to do so. So it is important to police your trademarks. Now, the strategic and creative dimensions of securing a trademark for your podcast or YouTube channel really transcend legal protection. This is about strategically positioning your brand in the digital marketplace and creatively asserting your unique identity. It's a declaration of your brand's value, a commitment to maintaining its integrity, and a strategic move to build a lasting legacy. So as we close today's exploration into trademark registration, remember, your brand is more than just a name or logo. It is the embodiment of your creative vision, your values, your promise to your audience. So protecting it with a registration is not just a legal step, but a foundational aspect of your brand journey. So as you start off on this journey, arm yourself with knowledge and resources and the right partners. And I have a free guide to trademark registration for podcasters at podcasttrademark.com, and it will be your first mate on the voyage you're going. Now, for a deeper understanding and expert guidance, especially if you are the do-it-yourself type, I also want to encourage you to visit thepodcastlawyer.com and dive into our exclusive on-demand training at podcastertraining.com. So thanks for joining me on this journey into the world of trademarks. Protecting your creative output is as essential as the act of creating it yourself. I'm Gordon Firemark, the podcast lawyer, reminding you to keep innovating, keep creating, and above all, keep your brand protected. And I'll see you next time.